I'm gonna play another one of the new songs from the Crossing Dragon Bridge, which is out next month. Kind of a tease. You have to kind of remember this for a while. And I know in this world, like, you know, attention spans are very short. So by the time I get halfway through the song, you'll forget what I said right now. I will anyway. But it's coming out later on. I do have a new acoustic CD here tonight. So if you want to check that out, please feel free. I'll be very happy if you have a look at that one. But this is a song about, kind of pretty autobiographical, strangely enough, which is something I don't do very often. This song called Manhattan Fault Line. And a fault line, for those who don't know, is the point in the earth, when an earthquake happens, where the ground splits open and the whole city falls in. And that's something I know about because I'm from Los Angeles, where those things happen all the time. All the time. And when I was 34, as you'll hear in the song, not to give away too much, when I was 34, I moved to New York, and it was right after a gigantic earthquake had happened in LA, a really big one in 94 in the city of Northridge. I mean, my whole house shook apart. The refrigerator, a giant refrigerator, moved from here to here. All my vinyls on the floor, unalphabetized. Tragic. C's were with T, you know. The Who was mixed up with the Beatles. It was terrible. That's what earthquakes will do. Anyway, I moved to New York shortly after that earthquake, not because of the earthquake, just happened to be that way. When I moved to New York, I think in the first couple weeks there, I read an article in the New York Times that had a finding from geologists that there actually was a gigantic fault line they discovered in New York that went right under my apartment building. Now all my CDs will get mixed up. Beatles with Who. I don't know.